Vayter and Chasrin Daf Lamed Tes, picking up on Lamed Chesima Beis by the bottom of the page by the Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Heilige Mishnah. We're going to be talking about it here. If you have two people, one of them is a healthy person, the other one is a sick person, and one of them is also to get enough from the other, and we're not going to be clear exactly what that is. That the Gemara is going to discuss. Hamudar no mechaver, someone is madir enough from his friend. So v'nichnas levakro, and now healthy person comes to visit sick person. Omid of aluyushiv, he's allowed to stand by visiting, but not allowed to sit. He's allowed to give him healing of the nefesh of the soul, but not of the money. Beep, turn the page, lamites. But my uskin, now what exactly are we talking about? If you want to say, we're talking about that the property of the one that's healthy, that's visiting, is usher on the one who's sick. In other words, the sick person can't get enough from it. Then that means the sick person can't get enough, but the visitor can. Then I feel Yoshiv Nami, why can't he sit? He should be able to sit also. And if you want to say that the property of the sick person or usher on the one who's visiting, and the healthy person, the feel omeid nami lo, he shouldn't even let it stand. But we see that he's allowed to. What's going on? Now, just as a side, you may ask, why is the healthy person allowed to visit the sick person in the first place if it were to be that it's also for him to give him any hana? The answer is, says the Ran, that he's not giving him direct hana. The reason why he's going there is in order to be fulfilling his mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. And Agav, the guy's getting this hana from the fact that he's doing it, and that's going to be okay. Now, we still try to figure out, though, who's asher to who. Amar Shmuel, the Olam, we're talking about a case, b'shenichse mevakar asurin alechola. It's where the one who's visiting is usher to give hana to the sick person. Okay, so if that's the case, then the one visiting should be able to sit. It's a place where sick people used to pay those visiting them in order to visit them. And in such a case, when they come and they sit, but they don't give schar for amida. Therefore, can you let it stand? Because there's nothing gained over there. It's an agav gain. And you're not allowed to sit. Why? Because if you go ahead and you sit down, then the one who's sick, if let's say the one coming to visit says you don't have to pay me, then the one sitting over there is going to end up gaining, not having to go, and it's a direct benefit. My Poska, why are you being like just generalizing that that's the situation over here, that the Mishnah is going to say, says that it's always going to be mutter, but what about a place where they take payment for standing? Then it wouldn't be mutter to stand with the patients. Why is the Mishnah saying straight up that the visitor is allowed to stand? How come Ashma Lan is coming to tell you that it must be you're always allowed because there's no payment with standing? Even a place where they take schar, al yeshiva boy in the Mishka, only for sitting they take alamida lo boy Mishka, they don't take it for standing. And therefore, there's not a problem to go and stand over there. And it's only agav hana, therefore it's okay. V-boy same, another answer. We're going to see later on the Masechta. B'shem and Yaakov is of the opinion, talks about a case where, let's say, you say, I'm not allowed to get enough from you, and therefore I can't go into your field. But what if it's during Shemitah? Then I'm allowed to go into your field to take the apples. But Rav Shimon Yochum says, you can't even do that. You know why? You can't go in because Gezer Hashem Yishev Amida, maybe if you go in to take the apples, I'm going to stand there for longer than the amount of time that's necessary for me to take the apples, and therefore I'm going to be over the Isser. And over here also, Hochanami Gezer Hashem Yishev Yeshiva, sitting is going to be Aser Midura Banan in order that I don't remain sitting there longer that's necessary to actually do the mitzvah. And that extra time is giving anah that's beyond the mitzvah. But we're not worried about that when it comes to standing. Answer number three, Ula Amar, Li'olam b'shenichse chol asu in alam avaker. Really, what we're talking about a case is where the nechasim of the sick person or usher on the one who is visiting. But even so, he's allowed to come and stand and visit. U could go into lo adre min chiyuse. Because even though he was a madre, he's not allowed to go ahead. And we're talking about b'shenichse chole, it's going to be usher on the mevaker, and therefore he wouldn't be allowed to get a nod, so the health person can't get enough for the sick person. But we're talking about a case where the nether is not made on him in order to be able to go ahead and visit him. That he wouldn't make such a nether. And therefore he's allowed to go and visit him, and it's not a problem over here. Says Gemara, but Yachiv, that's true, he's allowed to visit him. And he's allowed to get, so to speak, hana from him by visiting him. I feel Yoshiv Nami. He should be able to sit also. Why is he only allowed to stand? Says the Gemara, ha'efshar ba'amida, because it's possible to be mekayim the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim with just standing. Therefore, he's going to only exclude from his nether standing for the nether, but not sitting. Now we're coming back onto Shmuel. Shmuel's answer was, he said that really we're talking about a case where the nechasim of the one who's visiting. In other words, a healthy person is usher on the one who is sick. And if that's the case, he only stands and that sits, because if he sits and there's a wave of the fee, then he's going to be giving him a direct hana. So that's why he's standing and no sitting. Now we ask a question on that. Mei seveya. We frek the kasha. Chala. Hu nichnas levakro. Chala b'no sholo b'shuk. Sorry. Chala hu. If he himself, the one who is usher to get ana, he gets sick, then nichnas levakro. So if I'm a kineda that you can't, I'm not getting enough from you. Chalila, you're the sick person, so I'm the healthy. I go and I say I can't get enough from the sick person. I'm allowed to go visit you. But if his son gets sick, if the person I say that I'm not, the sick person can't get enough from me, but now he himself is not sick, but his son gets sick, then I'm not allowed to go into your house in order to visit your son. I can only ask out in the streets, how is he doing? Bishlam Ula, this makes sense according to Ula, the Amr, who's of the opinion, Bishinichse Chola Asur and Al-Mavaker, who said that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the possession of the sick person or Asur and the one who's visiting, and that he's allowed to go and visit him. Why? Ukigon, the Lo Adre Minchay Yusei, because he's talking about a case where he made a neder that he's not allowed to have any Anna, right? In other words, where let's say someone says to me, now I can't say sick and not sick anymore because now we have another person involved. So let's say I am the healthy person, Baruch Hashem, and then I have a friend, and that friend gets sick. So now, Bisham Uladamar Bishinichse Chola Asur and Al-Mavaker, who's saying that we're talking about a case where the Nechas and the property of the sick person are Asur on me, and that I'm allowed to visit, or could go into Law Ajim and Chiyutse because you didn't Asur your Nechasim on me in order to visit you, Shapir. Now this makes sense over here. I can't go into the father's house not to visit the son because he only allowed me to visit him, but not his son. El Shmuel, that makes perfect sense. El Shmuel, the Amr b'shenichse mevakar sun achola, that my nechassim are also on the sick person, so my ishtah hu, my ishtah b'no. Why can't I go in if it's only my nechassim also on them, on the father, so why can't I go visit the son? What's the big deal? It's not answer for me to get an answer for you to get enough for me. Amr lechashmo, say back, masnisen b'shenichse mevaker asurim alachola. The Mishnah is talking about a case, our Mishnah is discussing a case where the stuff of the, of like he's held the whole time. My nechasim of the healthy person are asur and the chola, and sick person. But Braisa, it's the flip. B'shenichse chola asurim alachola. It's taka when the nechasim of the sick person are asur and mevaker, and therefore, he's only allowed to visit him, but he's not allowed to visit his son. Because his nether, you can't get enough from me, is only for me, but not for my son. My Pascha. You can't only you Pascha. Like, that's what we're talking about over here. Maybe we could say that the Mishnah is also talking about a case where the Nichse of the Chole are going to be ushered to the one who's visiting, just like Ula did. Amar Rava explains Rava, Shmuel, beep, turn the page. Long Testament base. Masnisin Kshisa. Because he found there's a bit of a problem when it comes to the Mishnah. There's a difficulty. Because if that's how you want to explain it, then my area, the Tani Omed of Alo Yoshev, then was the Pshat that you say that he's allowed to stand, but he's not allowed to sit. Sitting should also be allowed. Shma Mina, Denichse Mavakar, Surim Alachola. So therefore, Shmuel comes out to say that we say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Nechas and the property of the one who is visiting, the healthy one, are also on the one who is sick. Amarich Lakish. And we kind of take a little turn and we move on to the idea of Bikur Cholim. Rem is the Bikur Cholim in the Torah 9. Where do we find a hint or an allusion to Bikur Cholim visiting the sick and the Teda? Shenemar, Shenemar, as the Torah says in Bamidbar, Im Kimos Kol Ha'adam Yimusin Elu. This is Moshe Rabbeinu and Korach. We know that Korach comes on against Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, we've got a bit of a battle here. And he says that if these people, meaning of Korach, they die, the death of all people, of all men, Ufakudas Kol Adam, and the visitation of all men is visited on them, then, okay, then you could know that I'm the one who's at fault over here, right? When Korach is challenging Moshe Rabbeinu. Meaning, if they live out a long life and they just die like a regular natural life, then you can know that, okay, they're right and I'm wrong. However, if not, if they die like a mashunadik ashtickle, like in a way where it's like very strange, unusual, as we know what ended up happening, then you can know that I'm actually not the problem over here and they are. My mashma, where in the world do you see over there this concept as Bikur Cholim? It says, Gemara Amarava Im Kamos Kol Adam Yusen Elu. If these people die like normal people die, shame cholim mutalim by risasan, again that they get sick, they die in their bed, then and when they get old and when people that happens they come to visit them, they come to visit them and see how they are and be makar cholim. That's where we see it means that there's idea of bigger cholim. Okay, Viter, ma brios omrim. What are people going to say if he doesn't die, like I said, like immediately with some sort of miracle? Lo Hashem shalchani lazeh. So then they're going to see, God never sent me. Darash Rav says, Im bria yivra Hashem. Moshe goes on and says, but if a creation Hashem will create, and it continues, the pasuk says, and the earth's mouth is going to open and swallow them and all that's theirs, and they're going to go alive into the pit, then you'll know that they messed with Hashem. So what does this mean? Im bria gehenim. If Gehenim is created, meaning if Hashem already created Gehenim, mutiv tia, then everything is going to be fine. Then it's going to swallow up Korach imlav. But if it wasn't, yivra Hashem, let Hashem build it and create it right now. Says Gemara, Eini, is it really true that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know if there was Gehenim or not? V'hotanya, but we learned in a brisa. This brings back to Pesachim daf nun dalet. Shiva devarim nivru kodem shivru olam. The seven things were created before the world was created. Elohim, and these are them: Torah, Teshuva, Gan Eden, Gehenim, Kisoya Kisya Kavod, Ubeisam Mikdash, Ushmo Shel Mashiach. All these things were created before, so Gehenim is clearly one of them. Torah, now let's see where we find each one of them. Torah, the Sivza Pasuk says, Hashem Konani Rishis Darko, that Hashem made me, meaning the Torah, at the beginning of his ways. Tshuva, I know Tshuva was beforehand. The Sivza the Pasuk says, Biterim Horim Yuladu V'tuchol, before the mountains are born and you have not yet fashioned the earth, Toshiv Enosh Adaka, you return man to pulp, etc. And you say, repent, O sons of man. Gan Eden, the Sivano Gan Eden, Vayita Hashem Elokim, Gan Be'eden Mikedem. Mikedem meaning something which was before. Gehenim, as the Sivza Pasuk says, Ki Oruch Me'esmo Tofte. The Tofte was prepared from yesterday. All my trouble seems so far, where the Gemara in Erevin comes and says that Tufta is one of the names of Gehenim. Kisakov, the Savannah, Kisakov was beforehand. It says, Nachon Kisacham me'az, the throne is established from old. Beisam Migdash, Beisam Migdash, the Savannah, the Pasuk says, Kisakov, Maro Merishon, like the throne of glory that exalted Merishon from earlier. That's so too is the place of the Beisam Migdash. That's the end of that pasuk, which is necessary to explain. Shmo Shel Mashiach Dechsev Yi Shmo Leolam. May his name be forever, and his name existed. And the pasuk says before the sun. So these are the seven things that are going on. But here is a question: what's going on if you say that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure if Gehenim existed or not? El Hachkam is what it means to say. E Ibre Le Puma. If you already created an opening in which the Rishayim can go in there, mutav, then good. Vimla, and if not, Yivra Hashem, he should build the create the opening. Vaksiv, aye, but we know it says in Chodesh Tachas Hashemesh, there's nothing new under the Shemesh, so how could it be that he's going to ask to go and make something that wasn't? Hachigamra, this is what it means, that if you have this opening to Gehenim, which is near, then good. But if not, ihachi lo mikrav puma. If not, then make sure that you bring it close, that you should be able to go in. Lahachli karev, then Hashem should bring it. Ihacha lo mikrav puma, lahachli karev. If the opening is not close, if it's not close to over here, then bring it over here in order that he should go ahead and fall in. Okay, another part. Darish Rava, Ramallah Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. My Dechsev, what is meant by the Pasuk? Mient is what I said. I didn't mean to say mient, but mient in Chavakuk. The Pasuk says, Shemesh Yarech Amad Zvula, the sun and the moon stood in their Zvul. That is, they stood where they were and they went to give light because of the arrows, because of the glint of your shining spear. That's the pasuk over here. Shemesh v'yareach b'zvul mai b'yon. What is it, what I mean over here now? What are the sun and the moon doing in zvul? Zvul is the fourth of the seven rakias. So what is it doing in zvul? We know the sun and the moon are permanent in the rakia, which is the second one of the heavens. Why is it in the fourth one? They went from one to the next. They ran away. They went higher. V'Amr Lefanav said, Ribonus Shalom, Imatem Osedin Leben Amram, if you're going to go and help Moshe Rabbeinu over here, in other words, you should help what happened here with Korach, then good. Everything's going to be great. Then we're going to If you will go ahead and do a din for Moshe Rabbeinu and help him, then Anu Meirin, we're going to bring light into the world. We're not going to give light anymore. That's it. We done. We're on protest. Shvita. At that moment, he threw arrows and spears at the sun and the moon. The Ribbono Shel Olam threw the stuff at the sun and the moon. He's like, what? Amalehem, he said, every single day, you have the Goyim, the they're going, they're bowing down to you, and they're going against me. Yet you continue to go and give them light. You're not Moshe, you don't put any protest for when it's my honor, but when it's the honor of Basav Adam, you go and you do it. They were like, okay, you're right, so we're not going to give light at all, even because of your honor as well. And so what did Hashem do? He threw arrows and spears at them in order to force them to make sure they do what they have to be doing. The Pasuk says that the light, they went to bring light because of your arrows, because of your spears. Tanya, we learned in Abraisa, Bikicholim in Lashir. There's no shear when it comes to Bikicholim. My in Lashir, what does that mean? So Rabbi Yosef, I want to say, in Shir Lamatan Schar, there's no shear for the Matan Schar person gets for going ahead and being Vakicholim. Amr Le Abai says, Vakol Mitzos Miyesh Lashir Lamatan Schar. Is there a shear for Matan Schar and for other Mitzos? Well, tonight, we're looking at the Mishnah. Have you served Mitzakaka Vachamur, Shana Tayade, Matan Schar and Shal Mitzos? Be careful with the light, Mitzos, like a heaven, because you don't know the reward for the Mitzos. Unbelievable. It's so powerful, so beautiful, so unbelievable. So Allah, Amr Abai says, I feel God. What does it mean in shir? It means even a gadol, a great person, should visit a katan, a small one. Rav Amar, another answer, and he says, what does that mean? I feel a mea upon my own, even 100 times a day. If you're going to be able to help him, go ahead, continue helping him, going back and forth to do it. Amar of Achabar Chanina, call him a vakacholos, I'm going to visit the sick. Takes away 1/60th of his pain. Beautiful thing to go visit people that are sick. Take away from their pain. Amrullah says, Im Kain, Lealushit and Velokmaik. So look muah. So why don't we go ahead and have 60 people go visit him? And then each one's taking a 60th and he'll walk away, he'll get healthy. Amrullah says back to him, no. What does it mean? It means 1/60th, and the next person doesn't take off the second 60th, but rather takes off 1/60th of what's remaining. And this, my friends, is a throwback to, as we're gonna bring a raya over here. Where are you? Ksuvus. A Gemara that we saw in Ksuvus. And that is that Amrle, he explains, that means Kishi de Bei Rebbe. This is like the tenths of what happened with Bei Rebbe. That 1/60th means you take a 1/60th, and the next guy who takes one thinks of what's left, and what's left, in which case it's not going to come out to be that 60 people are going to take it away. You have a lot more than that. Ube Ben Gilo. And this idea, the ability to go take away, is really only by someone who's a Ben Gilo. What does that mean? That means a person who is a Kemoso. We have the Rashi says a Bacher Kemoso, Zakin, Lazakin. Each one has to go and fit that type of person. Although the Ran says it means Shenolad Hamavaker B'Mazalo Shelchola. They were born in the same Mazal. Then it could take away. The Tanya is, we looked on a Brisa, the idea of the tenths. Rabbi Omer, Bas Hanizonis Minisle Achim. You have a daughter who's being supported by the estate that goes to her brothers. This is talking about a Naira Ukitana until she becomes a Bulgaris. If the father dies, you get the ksuba goes to the sons, and they have to go and feed her from there. Notelis, Isa Nechasim. So what happens? The daughter who's getting taken care of the brothers takes a tenth of the estate for her Nudunya, her dowry, when she gets married. And Amru Lo, the Rebbe, and they said, Rebbe, Lidvrech, according to you, Mishishla Eser Bano, Suben, some guy has 10 daughters and one son, then Ein Lo Leben B'makom Bano's Klum, he's getting up nothing because each one's taking a tenth. Amulani says back to them, no, what I mean is, first one takes a tenth. The second one takes a tenth of what's left. And she takes a tenth of what's left. And then after that, what they do is to make it equal, because let's say one gets married, the next gets married 5 years later, and 5 years later. So the first one that took the tenth is going to get the most of the tenth of the thing. So they take all that stuff, they put it together, and they split it amongst themselves equally. Nonetheless, it doesn't mean 1/60th from each one takes 1/60th, but each one takes 1/60th from the previous one. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here, picking up tomorrow with a bunch of stories with the idea of Bikur Cholim. And until then, we wish all y'all a great, great day.